work in the contrast. And this is the thing that so many people are having a hard time getting their thoughts around. Mm-hmm. You don't realize that the contrast caused you to ask step one, source answered it, law of attraction is responding to it, step two, and now your work is to chill out. Now your work is to bask. Now your work is to relax. Now your work is to find the best feeling thought that you can. The work was done in the contrast. In fact, that's why you chose an environment of such exaggerated contrast, because you knew it would be an opportunity to get more work done, so to speak.
So the key is, at this point, is just to relax.
And that's why in meditation, we want you to quiet your mind. We don't want you to work a workshop. We don't want you to be thinking thoughts. We don't want you to try. Just relax. Focus on your breathing. Let your mind wander. Relax and release. Relax and release. And allow your vibration to raise naturally. It will.
Okay, because in meditation, I go to the other realms and I work with the energies up there. And today I realized, no, I need to merge that energy up there to this realm down here so I can expand my physical experience.
But it's different than you just stated it, because you don't need to do any merging. You just need to stop doing that thing you do that keeps it from merging.
Okay.
And when you meditate, you stop doing that thing you do that keeps
it.
Because when you meditate, you quiet your mind. When you quiet your mind, you stop thought. When you stop thought, you stop resistance. When you stop resistance, you come into alignment.
Good.
You see. So you're right. Someone else said it here today too. You may be thinking too much about all of this. That's why we no longer call this the science of deliberate creation. We call it the art of allowing. It's a much softer approach.
As I relax on this physical plane, by law of attraction, I'm going to automatically get my vibrational grow. And the example of that is more relaxed I feel, the way
perfect,
I feel.
Perfect words. Now say it again, because they were so good.
Okay. In the physical realm, the more I relax, the more I expand my energy, and the more I expand my energy, it allows my vibrational escrow to naturally flow to me because I'm relaxed.
We liked the way you said it the first time better, because,
because
it's all right, because you put the emphasis more, you hit it right on, and so we'll use different words, but we'll say the same thing that you said.
Okay.
So law of attraction is doing the work, and my life, before I came into this body and since I've been in this body, have caused me to put into vibrational escrow that which is my future experience. And now my work is to relax and allow law of attraction to draw me to it, because law of attraction is responding to the dominant vibration. Are you getting the distinction that we're offering you here? So why then? Here, you leading edge creators out here on the leading edge of thought with us, you are. So why do we even need to have this conversation?
If
law of attraction is what we say it is, and if you're out here banging around and you're putting all this stuff in vibrational escrow, and source energy is responding to it and mixing it all up, and if this potion is the future you and law of and it is the dominant you, it is the eternal you, and law of attraction is responding to it in a more powerful way because it's bigger, it's longer, it's older, it's more of you, then why do you ever need to do anything? Wouldn't the natural resources of the universe just take care of it? Wouldn't they? And we say, yes, and that's exactly the way you saw it. Here's the corker. That only works when you accept that feeling good is good.
Yes, amen.
In other words, law of attraction is responding to that, and as long as you're moving in the direction of what feels best, then you wouldn't have anything in the world to figure out. That feels like a good idea. That feels like a good idea. That feels like a good idea. But then enters those informational geniuses that want to give you all those rules and requirements that get you all upside down and around so that you forget how to know that good feels good and not so good feels not so good. So that's what the art of allowing really is about. We're trying to remind you that you are this dominant, good-feeling being, but that you have patterns of thought. You've developed thoughts. You've picked up thoughts along your physical trail that are activated in your vibration that are not keeping you from this expanded being. Really, they're not. When you croak, you'll find out. You'll close that gap quick.
Yeah.
The whole reason that we talk to you is we think it would be nice for you to close the gap here and now.
Yes.
We know that future generations will benefit by the contrast that you've lived and what you've put into vibrational escrow.